talk to the aliens. Inspector Dolittle was not your average cop. His police badge? It was tucked between pages of dog-eared sci-fi novels. His squad car? Decked out with plush aliens dangling from the rearview mirror. And his ringtone? A beeping sound straight out of a space movie. Dolittle's dream was simple, to be the first Earthling to solve intergalactic mysteries. One fateful night, while rereading The Hitchhiker's Guide to Procrastination, his phone rang. Not a call, but a language update. Congratulations. You have unlocked Alienese, the universal language of extraterrestrials. Dolittle squinted at his phone. Oh great, now my phone's smarter than I am, he grumbled. The next day, he stumbled upon a glowing green blob in his living room. Greetings, human, it gurgled, dripping something that looked suspiciously like grape jelly. This was Blorpo, a chatty alien who had just moved in, rent-free, of course. I'm here to study Earth's culture. Specifically, couch surfing. Dolittle was unfazed. After all, his life was basically a B-movie at this point. But things took a twist when Blorpo hiccuped and blurted, "By the way, aliens are losing their ears. Big intergalactic crisis. We need you to fix it. You're telling me the galaxy is having a hear loss epidemic?" Dolittle snorted. Blorpo nodded, sadly dribbling more jelly. "Without ears, we can't hear our own thoughts. We just do stuff. Weird stuff." With a whoosh, Dolittle found himself teleported to Spungopia, a galaxy so squishy it made his grandmother's sofa look like solid ground. Dolittle landed smack in front of Spungopia's ruling council, the Bouncing Brains. They had one problem: alien ears were literally disappearing because of a new diet fad, air-fried sound bites. "Ears don't stand a chance," sighed Brain Leader Bob, whose own ears were starting to look like chewed-up marshmallows. Dolittle set off with Blorpo and a new partner, Spritz, an over-caffeinated space hamster who insisted on narrating their every move like a movie trailer voiceover. "In a world where ears are vanishing," Spritz muttered dramatically, jumping up and down. After a lot of mishaps involving runaway hoverboards and singing jelly beans, Dolittle had an epiphany. Aliens don't need ears to hear. They need ears to listen. He whipped out his phone and set it to ultragalactic conference call mode. The entire population of Spungopia tuned in as Dolittle delivered an over-the-top speech about listening with their hearts, not their ears. It was a total flop. No one understood a word. Ironically, though, Dolittle's heartfelt plea triggered the cure. All aliens' ears popped back instantly, thanks to Blorpo's tearful applause. "Turns out, we just needed a round of applause, alien style," he sniffed, proudly oozing more jelly. Inspector Dolittle was sent back to Earth with a medal made of gummy stars and the knowledge that sometimes, the biggest mysteries were solved by listening. But, as Spritz reminded everyone, in a world where listening saves the galaxy, one man stood up, with his phone. Dolittle smiled, back on his couch, reading the newest interstellar whodunit. The phone buzzed again. "Update complete. New language installed, sarcastic alienese." Dolittle sighed. "Great. Just what I needed. The galaxy? Safe. Dolittle? Forever confused. And Blorpo? Still living rent-free, still dripping, and now, always listening."